This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Rich Cioli Show Podcast.
One of the important things to note regarding the upcoming climate change summit that's going on, and it's going on tonight, I guess, on CNN, or maybe tomorrow night, or I don't even know, I can't even keep track of any stuff, is that everybody on the Democrat Party is running around to say, I'll give more money to fight climate change. So whatever that person wants to give, I'll double it, I'll triple it, I'll pay more. Yesterday, Count Grantstangelis, Spartacus, Cory Booker, and the Tears of Rage Band, he put out his climate change plan, $3 trillion. $3 trillion. Okay, see, this is the debate that I have with people all the time. I'll sit at lunch with somebody who's a reasonable person from the main line, and they'll say to me, look, don't you believe in climate change? And I'll say, I don't... If the climate's changing, if the Earth is changing, let's accept that premise for a moment. My question to you is, because I always turn around, what are you going to do about it? And they go, well, we got to spend money. I go, okay, what? How? What are you going to do with the money? And they never have a good idea. They never have a good plan. And if you notice, the plans that are out now, they're not actually plans that do anything other than just spend money. What they do, however, though, is they go after certain key energy resources that employ human beings. What I mean by that is, the fossil fuel industry, which they love to say is the evil industry, and they love to go after that big fossil fuel. People work there. I know. It's crazy. It's not just oil rigs. They're actually people that work there, too. And coal miners, coal plants, the coal people. The coal people are people. I know. They're not like some sort of a weird Twilight Zone character. They're actually people. So all this, they're doing two things essentially now with their climate change plan. They're all trying to outspend each other. And then they're going after workers. They're going after American jobs. Does that sound like a sound strategy to you in terms of getting elected president? No, it doesn't. It's stupid. It's a very, very dumb strategy, actually. But this is what I mean. If you sat down with somebody, I challenge you to do this. If you ever get the question from somebody who says, well, look, I'm all in on climate change. I believe the Earth is changing and we got to do something. Ask them what? And how much should we spend? And ask them what's enough. Is $1 trillion enough? Is $10 trillion enough? Is 175 trillion, gajillion, bajillion, kajillion, quadrillion enough? Like, what is the number? And then what do you do with that number? And eventually, they're always going to come back to the following. Ready? We have to get rid of fossil fuel cars. We have to get rid of coal. We have to get rid of all these things. And we got to do these things now. And it may be too late, but we got to do them anyway. Listen, I got news for you. There are workers in Pennsylvania and Michigan and Ohio. They hear that stuff. They're not voting Democrat. They're not voting Democrat. Write this down. It's 6:10 a.m. It's very, very smart. Write it down. They're not voting Democrat when they hear that stuff. Now, the woke brunch crowd, absolutely, they're all in on this. They love it. You kidding me? They go to brunch with their friends and they're sitting there on their electronic devices so they don't have to use paper. And they're reading the newspaper on their electronic device, saving a tree, on this device that magically charges using air power. Or, I forget, how did this solar charging iPhone work out? Do you have that?
I do not know.
My iPhone is charged by gerbils. What I do is I hook it up to a little thing. I got a couple of guys there that run around a little cage.
You employ them, right?
I mean, I do. They're $15 an hour.
I mean, you have to. Living wage.
They run around and they charge my iPhone. So they, you know what they do? They go to brunch. They don't talk to each other. They just sit there on their phones. I love that. And they read and they go, we are being very socially conscious by not using newspapers. And they go home and they charge all these things.
Yep.
My iPhone runs on wind power. I have a fan in the back of it.
makes making calls a little hard, especially when that fan's on.
Yeah. Hey, what? What? When my mother calls, I turn the fan on. No, I'm sorry, Mom. I'm charging. Mama Zioli, I'm charging the phone. I can't hear you. It also keeps me cooled on during climate change, too. See? So I've got that going for me, which is nice.
And the fan is solar operated.
It's actually hydro powered. So I also I carry around my own dam. I bring around my own hydro dam with me wherever I go. It's a little cage. It makes water, dam power wherever I go. So they love this stuff. I mean, Julian Castro wants to create a plan. He's at $10 trillion. Cory Booker wants to create what's called the, I love this now, this is great, the United States Environmental Justice Fund. The Environmental United States Environmental Justice Fund, which will replace all home, school, and daycare drinking water lines by the end of his second term. Now, I had a friend of mine who's she's not in any way, shape, or form on my side of the political aisle. None whatsoever. But when you have kids, what's the first thing you think about when you have kids? Well, with Dawn, it's everything. It's the getting rid of windows and cabinets that open and doors. But I thought about lead, right? Yes. Lead, right? So I said, I'll get a water filter in there, you know? So I'm out to dinner with my friend, who's an engineer in New York City. She actually works on the New York City water, whatever it is. You know, they do the water for the city of New York.
Sure.
There was a book years ago, great book called Water for Gotham. It was all about how they got the water from the Adirondacks down to the and the Catskills down to the city of New York. It's the city of New York, it's a rock. There's no actual water source for it. So they had major problems with dysentery and gonorrhea.
I don't think it was gonorrhea. I think
other
you misread
things like that. That might be. That was when Clinton had his office in Harlem.
Stop.
Sorry, I misspoke. But I so we're sitting over dinner, and I said to her, well, the lead pipe thing worries me. I'm going to get, because I don't know, our house, I'll put in one of those filtration systems. You know what she told me?
What?
Run the water cold. The lead only is a problem when you run hot water through the pipes. She said, always heat your water using the stove or the microwave or some other source. Don't turn the hot water on and drink it from your from your sink. She goes, that's the issue.
What about if you take a hot shower and the lead,
Drink the shower.
Yeah. Well,
what are you, the shower with your mouth open?
No, but it's like lead steam.
What does lead steam do?
I don't know.
Lead steam?
You need to filter the thing.
He's the new villain in the Avengers, the new Marvel Cinematic Universe.
I am lead steam.
Thanos is nothing compared to me. I'm lead steam. Try that, Captain America. Your shield goes right through me because I'm steam. I mean, it'd be a very hard villain to beat, wouldn't it? I'd like to see Iron Man go after that guy. Iron Man shooting his lasers at him. Dude, I'm steam. Can't get me.
It's true.
See?
You know what the answer would be? That the Avengers would create a fan. Yeah, you know, like one of those bathroom fans over the earth. Suck up.
His one weakness, the fan.
The bathroom fan. All you got to do is turn that on. You get sucked up. That's at the very end of the movie. That's how they decide that. All right, we're just going to build a giant humidity fan over the earth. Flip a switch. And Lead Steam Man is gone forever. You hear that sound, Lead Steam Man? Honestly, truly, what does lead steam do?
Well, because you're breathing it in. You're in the shower.
I don't think it's airborne.
Doesn't go.
I don't think it's airborne.
I don't know.
It's like in the Batman Begins movie. Why is everything with me a movie? In Batman Begins, remember the when Scarecrow and Ra's al Ghul poisoned the water supply of Gotham, and they said it was airborne. Remember, so it didn't affect the drinking water. It had to be airborne. I think this is the opposite of that. You have to actually drink lead water.
Yes.
I think so.
You have to drink it.
I don't think bathing in it matters. I don't think it gets through your skin.
It could, though. I think you got to put the filter at the source where the water comes in your house.
Yeah.
That's where the filter has to be. To make sure.
Again, not on my side of the political aisle in any way, shape, or form. She told me, just run the water cold and everybody will be fine. Literally told me that. Because, you know, I mean, honestly, as a first-time parent, what do? You come home from the store with the bottles, you put them in the dishwasher, you turn it on sanitize. It gets to 7,000 degrees, right, to kill anything alive in there.
Right.
The dishwasher's using hot water. So, oh, I got lead all over these bottles now. What do I do? She said, nothing. Just don't let the kids drink it. If you want the kids to have a cold drink of water, turn the water on cold and leave them a glass of water. But Booker wants to spend $3 trillion to replace every pipe in these schools. You imagine that? How old are some of these pipes in America?
Yeah, very old.
All the pipes that go into New York City, 100% of them are old pipes. which is part of the reason why I think the food up there, some people say New York water is delicious. Like, people buy it, you know?
Yeah, that's why their bagels are supposed to be so good, right? Yeah. Because of the
they
New York
water.
They say
it's the water, yeah. Right? Well, you worked for Joe Piscopo, Joe. He was a New York guy, right?
Well, New Jersey, but he works in New York.
He loves the New York water, I'm sure, right?
But who wouldn't love the New York water?
Who wouldn't love it, right?
It's gross.
But they sell it, I think. You can actually go to places and buy New York City tap water. Imagine that.
Now I'm going
to
become addicted. Thank you, Rich.
You're welcome. No problem. But Dawn, those pipes are very, very old, and but they do throw things in there. She said they put things in the water supply to make sure the lead doesn't come out of the pipes. They put all those things in there.
Yeah.
But as long as you don't heat it from the tap, you're fine.
So in other words, at the school water fountain where the kid might go,
fine.
So just run the water for a couple seconds before they take a sip.
Yeah.
Because it's all cold.
You know what? Don't put a heater on it. How about that? Don't heat that water that's coming out of the water fountain. I drank the school water fountain all the time.
All the time.
I'm fine. We're all fine, right? We're fine.
You always had to stand behind that kid who drank way too much.
Way too much.
And just sat there for like 5 minutes just slurping up water. Like, all right, come on, enough.
Yeah. Dude, are you a camel?
I mean, come on.
What's wrong with you, man? But I loved it. Remember when the schools went from the old school white water fountains, which the little round thing, and then they got the high-tech refrigerated water fountains, but they always broke?
Always broke.
You go there and you push the button, like that little trickle would come out. Like, come on! Damn it!
Or you see the kids who put their mouth way too close to the thing.
It's nasty.
They go, I'm not worried about lead. I'm worried about disgusting germs. And there are places, if you ever go up to Saratoga, New York, because my wife's from the Adirondacks, so we, you know, and you go up to Saratoga Springs where Franklin Delano Roosevelt used to go up there because he had polio and he would soak in the springs up there while he was putting Japanese Americans in concentration camps, I believe, is where he crafted the executive order. I might be mistaken on that. Republican, by the way.
Not Republican.
No, I'm sorry, Greg. Had that wrong. Democrat Roosevelt ripping people from their homes and putting them in concentration camps without due process. I digress. Anyway, so you could go up there and drink water right from the tap. Literally go up there and they have, it comes out this beautiful Saratoga water that is magic water, and you can drink it right then and there.
Nice.
I mean, you wouldn't let your kids go near that, but with like a mile of it. But people, I filled up a whole thing, drank it right on the spot. Felt great.
Nice.
Felt great. Cured my polio. I mean, I didn't get polio, so there's that. So using Lawrence O'Donnell's journalistic standard, I can't prove I didn't have polio, but I know I don't have it. All right. So that's Cory Booker, $3 trillion for his environmental justice fund. Julian Castro, $10 trillion. But I haven't told you who wants to spend the most money yet. $3 trillion to replace pipes. Imagine that. Imagine what that would look like, replacing pipes in America. Every pipe. Oh, my God.
Well, DuPont needs to invent something that you know, like when your tire goes flat and you can spray that thing into it?
Yeah.
And it can. So DuPont needs to invent something that they could just spray in there and it could coat all the pipes.
Well, what my friend, again, my friend who works for the New York City, she's in the engineering firm that handles the account for the, she said they put all kinds of things, every water supply in America, they put things in there to keep the pipes. Because look, they can't control the pipes in your home, right? But they want to make sure that if there are lead pipes in your homes, and let's face it, a lot of us have lead pipes in our homes, that the lead doesn't affect the water. So they actually put things in there so that you don't have to worry about that coming out. So they already put stuff in there for that.
Oh, that's interesting.
Again, if you want a nice hot cup of tea, don't turn the hot water on and make tea with it. I asked her about boiling pasta. You know what she said to me?
What?
She said, well, you really shouldn't do it, but as long as you boil it for a certain amount of time, it'll be fine.
So boil it a good while.
Yeah, boil it a good while.
Then put
the pasta in. There you go. You know.
So is Booker saying that because of climate change that the lead pipes underground are being warmed?
No, I think it's just an opportunity to grandstand because...
I'm trying to...
It's just when he was mayor of Newark, this is a great question. When he was mayor of Newark, he didn't do anything about this problem, but now they have a problem where they found lead in the schools, right? Do you remember the whole Flint, Michigan thing?
Yes.
Right? So they find lead in the pipes, and so everybody now is going, oh, hey, Booker, when you were mayor of Newark, what did you do about this? And he did nothing. So now, to overcompensate for that, what he's going to do is replace every pipe in America. See, I'll go a step further. Dawn, this is my plan. I'm going to team up with... Our wonderful sponsor here on the show, our hardware store, and I'm going to team up with them, and I'm going to replace every pipe in every home in America. I'm happy to announce that that's my plan.
That would be
4 cents from every rich person.
No, it's not
4 cents. I will replace
4 cents on the dollar. What is that for?
I'm not exactly sure. I don't know details. Every pipe going into your home and every pipe in your home, I will replace it according to my plan. 4 cents is all I ask.
Make it in America.
4 cents. 4 cents, America's mother-in-law. Do you not care about children? Why do you want children to die of lead steam? Why do you want lead steam man to get the children? America's mother-in-law. 4 cents. Four. 4 cents.
Yes.
No. Four.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.